Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's been numerous things in our life where it looked like there's no use. No need riding a dead horse now. This pony died yesterday. There's no need to keep going this way. You can see, you know, but if you've heard from God and if you believe, you'll keep getting up and going on. You'll keep getting up and saying it again. You'll keep getting up. They ran the test again. Oh, we're sorry. It's worse than it was last time we looked. And the devil will come and say, what's the use? Making all these confessions, going to church, staying there and hearing them long-winded preachers. What's the use? What is the use? Do you hear me, friend? That is devil talk. Amen. That is death talk. That is failure. What's the use? People say that about relationships. Well, what's the use? I can't get ahead here. They don't know me. They don't appreciate me. They don't appreciate my gift. What's the use? Why? What's the use? What am I doing here? What's the use? Friend, if the Lord told you to be there, there's a lot of use. There's a lot of reason. But you got to get up and have some faith. You got to believe there's some use and call on the Lord. Call on His name. Call on the Word. Call the money to come in. Call the victory. Call the healing. Call it. What's the use? A lot of use. They believed there was some use. When people said, shh, 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 shut up, shut up. They said, Jesus! Son of David, come, have mercy on us. Shut up. They said, Jesus! Why do that? Why tear off the roof? Why press through the crowd? Amen. Amen? Amen? Why take your last two mites and go throw it in the offering plate? Why? Because there's some use. Amen. And everybody who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. He's rich. Mercy and grace and goodness to all that call on Him. Hallelujah. That was the punchline. Did you get it? That was the punchline. Keep reading. Let's finish up. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by, and he cried, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood. Remember the question? What if he hadn't called? What if he hadn't called? Jesus stood. He stopped. He commanded him to be brought to him. If he hadn't called, Jesus wouldn't have stopped. They'd have went on being blind. And it wouldn't have been the Lord's fault. The Lord Jesus didn't initiate this healing. If that sounds strange to you, study it out till you get it solved. Don't take my word for it, and don't get aggravated at me if you think I'm wrong. It's not between me and you, it's between you and God. Right? And you're not obligated to believe anything I say. Unless I say the word. And if it's the word, then believe that. If he hadn't called, Jesus wouldn't have stopped. They would have went on being blind. But he stood and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he was come near, he asked him, now get this, this is very significant here. He asked him, what will you that I shall do to you? Isn't that obvious? You got blind people calling. Help us out. Have mercy on us. And Jesus said, wait up. Who's that calling? I see these blind men over here. Have them come over here. So they got them up. They brought them over here. Had to be led over, you understand? And he looks at them and he says, what is it you want? That should be obvious, shouldn't it? No, friend, listen. legalities of faith. Jesus didn't tell them what to believe for. They had to tell Him. Oh, friends, are you getting this now? Are you getting this? You don't see Jesus going around saying, you should ask me for this. You should really believe me for this. No, they have to ask Him. We just got into another seminar right there, didn't we? Jesus didn't tell him what to believe for. Did you get this? He wants him to tell him. I know one day praying about money. I'm in the floor praying about the money for the ministry. Bills are getting bigger and bigger. And we got to have more money coming in to take care of all that. And this was years ago. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how much should I believe for? I'm asking Him to tell me. I said, Lord, how much should I believe? What should I believe for? And He spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me, He said, son, it's not up to me. Amen. Now see, this is what bothers some traditionally minded folk. I mean, they have a major problem with this. But don't look at me and get aggravated if you don't like it. Prove me wrong. Get in the book. Prove to me that these men would have been healed anyway if they hadn't have called out. Prove this to me, and we got something to talk about. He said, son, it's not up to me. He said, I could make you a multi-trillionaire before the sun sets today. Could he? Without making a phone call, he could. Could he? Somebody says, man, I wish he would. It don't come by wishing. He said, it's not up to what I can do. It's not. See, Jesus didn't look at people and say, according to my ability, according to my power. What did he say? According to your faith. He said, son, it's not up to what I can do. It's according to what you can believe. What can you believe for? You've got to operate where you are. What is real to you? What do you have confidence? You can confidently expect this to happen for you. Maybe you're wanting to get out of debt. You owe a bunch of money. Well, let's just claim everything. Well, no. The way the Lord led Phyllis and I know what we did. I remember it distinctly. We put our faith together on the Sears bill. We ganged up on that Sears bill. Man, you can pay for a washing machine for 100 years with some of these things. I mean, and we had been paying for some stuff ever since we'd been married. It was pitiful. I mean, 22% interest or whatever it was. Crazy, you know? On and on and on and on. I mean, you can pay $25 a month forever. But we put our faith on the Sears bill. We said, watch out, Sears bill. You're going away. We put our faith. Now, we had a lot of other stuff, but we didn't even look at it right now. We don't want to overwhelm. See, the devil practices what I call the pile-up technique. Yeah. It was to pile up stuff in such a big pile that you look at it and go, oh, God, I can't believe for that. But you could take a piece of it. Yeah. Don't look at all of it. Take a piece of it. We ganged up on that Sears bill, and, buddy, we knocked that thing out. God helped us knock that thing out. Wasn't long. And then we paid off something else. And we paid off something. And see, every time you get a victory, it encourages you. Yes, and you get stirred up, and what used to seem big don't seem as big to you. Amen. Amen. Amen? He said, what do you want? See, he had to tell him. What do you want me to do for you? Another translation said. And notice what the man said. Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then what was Jesus able to minister to him? Okay, now I know that's what you asked, but you need some more things beyond that. So I'm going to minister to you a healing of your eyes and deliver you from some arthritis there and some inflammation there. And I'm going to make you rich, put some money in your pocket and help you out with your family because you need all these. No. What did he minister back to him? And Jesus said to him what? Exactly what he told him. Did you get this? Exactly what he told him he wanted. Lord, I want to receive my sight. He said, well, receive your sight.
Yep.
Your faith has saved you. And immediately, what happened? He received it. Do you see this? Do you see this? Jesus said, tell me what you want. He said, I want to receive my sight. He said, receive your sight. No more. No less. Why? Because he's receiving according to his faith. Not according to the ability of God. Not according to the omnipotence of God. Not even according to the perfect will of God. But according to his faith to receive. Brother Kenneth Hagin said years ago, he ministered to a lady. She was deaf in one ear. And it took him a while to help her to see it. But he ministered to her. She received healing in that deaf ear. Could hear a watch tick. And when she got ready to go, she reached over and got her walker. And she started with her walker back up the, you know, back out the aisle. And Brother Hagin called to her. He said, excuse me. She said, yeah. She's happy. She's been healed a deaf ear. He said, is there anything else? She said, what? He said, do you want anything else? She said, huh? He said, the walker. The what would you? She said, I can make it with that. But I got to be able to hear, she said. And she went on. Well, what do you try to minister to somebody anyway? No, because you can't just, God himself doesn't just push things off on you. We receive according to our faith. That's why he asked the man, tell me what you want. Tell me what you're believing for. And then he ministered to him exactly what the man said he was believing for. I want to receive my sight. He said, receive your sight. And he received his sight.
Amen.
Three phrases. If you look up the Greek words, they're identical. I want to receive my sight. Receive your sight. So he received his sight. Sounds real simple, isn't it? It is when God's doing it. If you had to heal blind eyes, it'd be a tough deal. But when all you've got to do is believe it, and God does the hard part, it gets real easy.
Amen.
You don't have to figure out how God can get that cancer out of your body. You don't have to figure out how he can make the tumor and growth go away. You don't have to figure out any of that. Just believe it. Just believe it. Just believe it and say, oh, it's easy for God. Easy. It's easy for him. I believe it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Blind Men Near Jericho, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1031. That's R-1031. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.